Adventure. Tonight's story is entitled Assignment in Moscow by Alan Campling.
Ladies, now you can dress in high fashion at unbelievably low cost. Thousands of South African women acclaim Janome sewing machines, which not only simplify dressmaking, but give your work a real professional touch. Janome is a quality-built sewing machine which tacks, hems, smocks, darns, and does all kinds of fancy or plain stitching perfectly. What's more, Janome comes in a full range of models, and every machine carries a lifetime guarantee. You can do so much more with a Janome.
Every General R280 radial has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radials, the long-living tires.
This is a story based on fact, but you will probably not believe it, because 100 years earlier, the same things happened in a work of fiction. But what is truth, and what is fiction? What is there to prevent a made-up story coming true? If you will look into the histories of the Second World War, you will find my name, Vasily Antonovich Scriabin. And you will find that the Nazi general who gave me the codename Igor believed I went to my death in my own country.
You will shortly be taking off, Igor. I will check your belongings myself.
It is a great honor, Herr General, to meet you.
If I see you again, I hope to have the honor to decorate you.
I understand, sir. Which of my belongings do you wish to see?
Everything. The future of the Third Reich could depend on your having Soviet-made laces in your shoes when the checker examines you an hour from now.
These are my passports, General. May I say something?
Carry on, Igor.
As the commander of Germany's Eastern Intelligence Group, you must know that my country's secret police is now called the NKVD and not the Czech. I assume that you made an intentional slip to ensure that I also knew this and was alert.
Good thinking. Well, the passports all appear to be in order. My forgers have done their usual excellent job. Let me have your watch, a fountain pen, cigarettes, and lighter or matches. Tell me who you are. Thank you. Of course, I do not want you to tell me you are the nephew of the Soviet Prime Minister. I want you to forget that until the time is ripe. What is your cover story?
I have three, Herr General. First, I am to be Major Posyuchkin of the General Staff of Marshal Alexander Vasilevsky. Then I am...
Achtung! Who is Marshal Vasilevsky?
Herr General, he is Chief of Staff to the Swine.
Oh, do not become emotional.
I speak of Joseph Stalin and I think of him always as the Swine.
It is because you hate that man that you are serving the Third Reich in this way.
He had my father and mother murdered, Herr General.
Of course, of course. To this you owe your own life.
My life, sir.
Certainly. When you were captured with your 38th Red Guard Regiment in 1941, the Gestapo would have executed you if I had not got you on my list of well-connected Russian officers. It is fortunate for you that Molotov is your uncle and that Joseph Stalin has made Herr Molotov his prime minister.
I am related to the lickspittle of a swine.
Control yourself. It is to that fortunate occurrence that you owe my decision to parachute you into the Soviet motherland tonight. It is Herr Stalin that you must thank that you are now a soldier of the German fatherland instead of a corpse rotting in the same grave as the rest of your regiment. Is that clear?
Quite clear, Herr General. The swine destroyed my father, so you give me Germany in his place. He destroyed my mother, so you choose me and train me and order me to spy upon my motherland. It is a twisted fate, Herr General. I cannot be held responsible if I assassinate Stalin without orders.
I have no wish to reduce the hatred that is your mainspring of action. But I can assure you that you will not kill Stalin, even if you get the chance. You will turn aside from your personal obsession and continue the mission that I have given you, because I, Major General Reinhard Gehlen, have so arranged your life.
Mighty with her tanks and aeroplanes, but the civil population must live in poverty, as always.
Hey! Hey, comrade, over here! Can you give me a lift to Moscow?
Come along, Major. It's always a pleasure to help a brave soldier.
Oh, many thanks, comrade. It is kind of you.
Put your cases behind the seat. You have a great many of them.
They are heavy. I have had to walk from the military hospital.
From the hospital? You are a doctor, Comrade Major.
Not a doctor. I was wounded. Now I am convalescent. Oh,
many have been wounded, but the war goes well. You are going all the way to Moscow?
All the way. If you could drop me off at the station.
Krasnodar station. It's only a little out of my way.
No, comrade. Skelsky station.
I see. Skelsky station, yes. Well, it is some way yet. Perhaps you would like to take a nap. You are convalescent.
You are most thoughtful. Beautiful, too.
You are safe with me. I will take you where you should go. Believe me, Comrade Major. He is sleeping now in the cab of my truck, Comrade Colonel. Your men will be able to capture him without difficulty.
You were right to bring him here, Marfa. If you had refused him a lift, he would be freely roaming the area and we might never have picked him up. How did you know he was not telling the truth?
Twice a week, I deliver vegetables to the military hospital. 2 days ago, there was an order that only hospital staff were to use the tarred road. Patients and tradesmen must use the side entrance, which has a large patch of wet clay just outside.
Wet clay? I don't understand.
There was no clay on his shoes. He could not have come that way. Also, he agreed with me that I should take him to Skelsky railway station.
Now I understand. It was taken out of commission last week by my own orders. And all military installations, including the hospital, were so notified. Oh, yes. It is evident that he is a Nazi spy. You have deserved well of the state, Comrade Marfa. You come in. Now we shall see how long it takes to get the truth from him. All right, Sergeant, you can go. Come in, Major. Take this seat.
What's going on here? Why have
Sit
I been...
Sit down, then the colonel tells you.
Not that chair. This one. That's right. You see, this one I can reach with my boot when I want to...
What the devil do you think you're doing? Have you gone mad? I see that you reported to...
Enough play acting. Your knees are both dislocated now. When you tell me who you are, I shall summon the surgeon to put them back in place. It will be painful for you, my friend, but less painful than the shoulder I shall dislocate if you refuse to cooperate.
Comrade Colonel, may I have your permission to leave, to wait outside?
Feeling squeamish, Marfa? This is not a human being deserving your sympathy.
You have just ended your career, you fool. When my uncle hears of this...
Your uncle? You threaten me? Is your uncle Adolf Hitler, perhaps? Here, you give him this with my compliments.
Stop it, Colonel. He's fainted. Is this how you interrogate your prisoner?
Do not interfere. Scum like this can understand nothing but force. Now, where is his wallet? We will soon see who he pretends to be, and then we are halfway to learning who he really is. Let me see now.
It is possible that I was mistaken, that he is telling the truth.
It is not possible. Well, well. These letters are supposed to make us think he's related to the Prime Minister himself. To Comrade Vyacheslav Molotov, no less. Huh. The cheek of these people.
It seems such a foolish lie. Molotov was born right here in this village. The papers related to his family must still be right here in the town hall files. You can expose this story in a moment, Comrade Colonel. Then, when he revives, you can confront him with the evidence, and there will be no need for any more torture.
Comrade, wake up. Wake up, sir. Are you mad, girl? Strike a gentleman of this importance?
We must bring him round.
Don't hit me again, my uncle. Get your hands off me.
Comrade Major, I brought you some vodka. It will make you feel better. It is the very best vodka bark, if you would prefer brandy.
You
just
force it down his lips. You choke him. Here, let me.
Who? What is it?
Comrade Major, there has been a misunderstanding.
I know you. You're the beautiful girl from the truck.
Oh, such a beautiful girl, Comrade Major. You're quite right.
Are you the insane thug that hurt me?
Who, me? Oh, you mean you don't know?
I remember coming in here, but it's all a blank after that.
It is the shock. But do not worry, Comrade Major. The vodka will pull you round and your memory will return.
Vodka is bad for the liver. Give it to me. Are you trying to poison our dear friend, you foolish girl?
I'm feeling a lot better now. Thank you.
You remember who you are?
Who I am? Of course I do. Wait a minute. Let's see. I'm Major Igor. No, it's in my identity card. General Staff Officer to Marshal Vasilevsky. But what am I doing here?
You were convalescent. You were wounded at the front. You just left hospital.
Wounded in the knees, Major, both of them. While you were unconscious, I took the liberty of having my surgeon treat them and bandage them. If they're not perfectly comfortable, I shall have him shot.
It's coming back to me. Aren't you Colonel Kozlov?
You know my name, sir?
I was supposed to inspect this railway region you command, wasn't I?
Well, I have had no orders about that, but please, Major, if you want to inspect my headquarters, my men, the records,
look,
anything...
If you're feeling better, Comrade Major, I must be on my way.
No, don't go. I still have to get to Moscow, and I don't feel up to taking a train.
Marfa, your truck is under arrest until the Major here orders it to be released. Now, sir... May I make a suggestion? Instead of using up valuable time inspecting my headquarters, all the information is contained in these files. Only a couple of cabinets. Why do I not have them loaded on the back of Marfa's truck?
I don't want to make trouble for you, Colonel.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear you say so, sir. That is settled then. I will get my men onto it straight away. Excuse me. Please be comfortable while I am gone. Have some more vodka. It will help your memory to... No, on second thought, I take it with me, shall I? In case it upsets your distinguished stomach.
I've never seen a bully turn so quickly into a coward. He's frightened of you.
And you're not.
I did my duty. You know I reported you as a spy, of course.
Certainly. My memory is perfectly intact. I wished the colonel to believe it wasn't, but...
You are on a secret mission for our government. You are inspecting military installations. I understand. It is my duty to give you every assistance.
My identity is to remain a secret. Those are my orders. You know who I am. And that presents a problem. The colonel knows too. And that's another problem. In order to close his mouth, it might be necessary to kill him. No, don't get excited. I am not going to kill you as well. Unless it becomes absolutely necessary.
How would you like to feel years younger? If you're middle-aged and troubled by forgetfulness, restless sleep, lack of vigor, and odd aches and pains, try Solusa 45. Solusa 45's remarkable formula actually helps you feel and look years younger. Solusa 45 helps give you new physical and mental energy. It can even help combat the symptoms of aging too quickly. Enjoy life. Feel years younger. Try Solusa 45.
Kids, how will you know when you're really grown up? Sandra?
I think I'd know when I'm grown up when I put on makeup.
Peter, how will you know?
And I've got a motor car.
Mm-hmm.
And a business.
And how will you know when you're really grown up, Celia?
I can open an account at the Standard.
Why the Standard Bank?
Because I just have to sign my name and I can go in and pay my bill.
Who told you that?
My mother.
After the filing cabinets were loaded onto Martha's truck, I would have had to leave a signature for them with Colonel Kozlov. And sooner or later, some senior officer would have checked on my credentials. The only way to avoid leaving that clue behind me was to avoid leaving him. So I ordered him into the back among the cabbages and fowls and took him along too. He was most useful. I don't know what I would have done without him. Most.
Operator! Operator! What happened to my call to advanced headquarters? What? Of course this is a priority call. On business for the Supreme Presidium. Do you want to spend the rest of the war in Siberia? Put me through immediately.
Having difficulty, Colonel?
Oh, no, not at all. No, sir, no difficulty. Colonel in the communication corps does not have difficulty with the... Hello? Hello, is that advanced headquarters? About time. Now listen, I have a priority message for Fighter Base 203. Got that? 203. Very urgent.
I shall be happy to commend you for your cooperation and efficiency, Comrade Colonel. But only if you get that call through, of course.
Comrade Major, they keep telling me that this fighter base is still in German-occupied territory. They claim our glorious Red Army has not yet taken it back in its relentless drive forward to rid the motherland of...
Tell them I want to speak to the airbase anyway. Don't explain, just tell them.
Of course, certainly, sir. What? What's that? Of course I accept full responsibility. I should think so, too. Here, sir. They're finally putting you through.
It's taken long enough. All right, you needn't stay. This is secret.
Very good, Comrade Major.
Hello. This is Igor. Get me Garden.
Garden speaking. Your call is late. Where is your report?
Herr General, I have taken possession of official records for railway traffic throughout the Moscow and southern sector.
Don't call me General over a Russian telephone line.
It is perfectly secure, General. The operators understand that we are speaking in code. You follow what I am saying, sir. The telephone operators have been told this conversation is in code. It is top secret. They are not to listen in, and they will be shot if they interfere.
I understand. You have secured the willing cooperation of a senior Soviet communications officer. Is that it?
Willing or unwilling, sir, he is cooperating. But he doesn't have the authority to send whole filing cabinets into the Third Reich. How do I get the information to you?
I have to have it. The Russian counterattacks are becoming irresistible. Mm-hmm. Luftwaffe cannot spare planes to bomb their lines of communication unless we know exactly where the munitions and troop trains will be.
That's all in the files here, General. But there's far too much information for me to read over this line to you.
You have been trained in microphotography. Yeah. Photograph the material, reduce the negatives, and place them in the smallest possible parcel. You shortly receive an invitation to a performance of Swan Lake Ballet at the Bolshoi Theatre. Yeah. Leave the parcel in your greatcoat when you hand it in at the cloakroom. When you leave the theatre, the parcel will be gone.
I understand, Herr General. Any further orders?
You have done well. As a reward, I shall do my best to fly you out from a certain meadow one night soon after I have the microphotographs in my hands. Mm. And one other thing, Igor.
Yes, General.
At the ballet will be Joseph Stalin.
Oh, that swine.
Listen to me.
Don't come in. I've got pictures developing. What is it?
I'm not telling you. You'll have to see it. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Only a couple of seconds. Nearly ready.
Are you going to spend the rest of your life in that dark room?
Well, there's a timer now. I'm just coming. Now,
What's so exciting?
See, darling, tickets for the ballet and the Grand State Gala performance. Oh, I wonder if Yulanova will be dancing.
Martha, you can't go.
What? What did you say?
I'm sorry, but I'm going alone. Don't ask me to explain.
Igor, what's worrying you?
Worrying me? I don't know what you mean.
I'm not a fool, and I love you too much to be blind to your moods. You've got more and more. Oh, I don't know. Ever since you got poor Colonel Kozlov to rent this villa and started locking yourself in that dark room all day and half the night.
I have work to do. You know that. The wars, such things are more important than music and dancing. You must stay here.
I don't understand. It is you that has important work here. So why is it I that must stay while you go to the Bolshoi Theater? Igor, can't you tell me?
That's it. I can't tell you. Reasons of state. A matter of national security. You mustn't ask me.
Oh, darling, of course. Forgive me. It was foolish.
Oh, I'm not foolish. Ah, there is too little gaiety and music in our lives now. I wish we had met in peacetime, when I could have brought you flowers and chocolates and pretty things. I wish I could court you as you deserve.
It's nothing. I have your love, and this is all that matters.
Martha.
Major! Comrade Major, where are you?
Colonel Kozlov, were you expecting him now?
Go into the dark room. I've told him specifically not to come here while I was working. He has never disobeyed me before.
Oh, God, be careful. He is always armed.
I'll be all right. Stay in the dark room until he has gone. I don't want you in the way if he's in here to make trouble. Go on now. There's a good girl.
Major, are you in your dark room?
I'm here, Colonel. What is it? What do you want?
Ah, there you are. Major, please answer me one question.
You are interrogating me? You have forgotten what happened the last time.
Just one question. Why is it that the Prime Minister's office believes you are a prisoner of the Nazis?
I will not tolerate interference with my work. What is your authority for questioning me in this way?
I see. You evade my question. Now that you see my revolver and the safety catch is off, you also see my authority.
You will be severely punished if you do not put that gun away.
Well, not if I am right.
Right? About what?
I have been to much expense to rent this villa for you, to purchase all that photographic equipment. As a military officer, I'm entitled to submit a claim for legitimate expenses to the authorities.
Certainly. Go on.
Yes. But the military authorities know only that you were taken prisoner by the Germans on August the 17th, 1941. They have no record of you being released or having escaped. So they did not know you were in Russia.
You told them. You betrayed a state secret. Then it's a firing squad for you.
I did not tell them. I only asked information. I gave none. I was referred to the civil authorities, and eventually to the office of the Prime Minister. They also know nothing of you since the Nazis took you.
High matters of state are not disclosed to junior public servants.
Naturally. But the head of protocol is not a junior public servant. He is my mother's brother. And what am I to think when my uncle says that your uncle believes you are dead?
There is a mistake here.
A mistake you will pay for with your life, you fascist spy.
You wouldn't dare kill me. I might be what I say I am, after all.
Killing you would do me no harm. Letting you live would make me look a fool and a knave if you are not what you made believe. Nobody knows who you are. If I kill you and destroy your body, then kill and destroy your mistress.
Leave her out of this. She's done nothing wrong.
That sounds like an admission that you have done something wrong. Well, Comrade Major, who treats me with such contempt, I would like to see what this famous photographic work is that you've been doing for the motherland.
You can't go in the dark room.
You are no longer giving me orders, Comrade Spy. I'm going in there.
No! I surrender. Take me to the secret police. You're right. I am a spy. Let us go now.
Not so fast. You told me you were printing photographs of enemy installations secretly delivered to you by our own secret service.
Yeah.
If I find you have been recording the communications information which you tricked me into giving you, we shall not go anywhere near the police. Stand still! My revolver is pointing straight at you, and I'm an expert marksman. I'm going into that dark man.
Oh! Martha, what are you...
Come on, Igor, run for him!
He's dying with a terrible...
I'm full of acid in the face. Don't look. We must get away.
You must go. I still have to go to the ballet tonight.
Not now. Whatever you had to do there, you will be watched.
No.
He didn't dare say what he suspected in case he was wrong. I have to take a parcel to the Bolshoi Theater tonight. And then we must hide ourselves.
What's so important about a parcel? You sound as if it were a matter of life or death.
Life or death? Yes. Listen, Martha. Joseph Stalin will be in the state box at the ballet. And the colonel has provided the gun to kill him.
Did you leave your mysterious parcel, Igor?
Yes. Be quiet. We may be watched.
Igor, I have something to tell you. While you were wrapping that parcel, I screwed up my courage to take the revolver from the dead hand of Colonel Koslov. I have removed the bullets.
How could you? What made you do that?
What made me do it? Don't be such a fool. You could kill him, yes. At this range, you couldn't miss. But there must be a security officer in every row of this theater. You'd never leave here alive. And although I'd die for you, darling, and you already know I'd kill for you, I won't let you die for hatred when you must live for love.
The Triumph chicane is very fast and very luxurious, and we've kept it very quiet, but the motoring press hasn't. Car magazine said of the Triumph chicane,
our test crew found it a delightful car to drive, and it has magnificent balance between performance and easy driving.
SA Motor said,
the Triumph chicane offers a standard of motoring way out of its price range.
Triumph chicane, built by Leyland. Listen to what the experts say about it.
Announcing the complete detergent, New Darto.
New Darto. It's all your whole family's wash needs for dazzling whiteness.
And brilliant brightness.
And stain removal.
And easy rinsing.
And all temperature action. New Darto. What more could a mother want for her family's wash?
Now you've got what you want for your whole family's wash. New Darto is a mom's best friend.
New Darto, the complete detergent.
General Galen was right. I did not kill Stalin. But my reasons were such as he could not know. After the war, he became a famous man, creating in Europe an espionage service operated by the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States. He could have got me out of Russia, but I would not leave without Marfa, and she would not leave her family. Today, it is my family too. And although the official records say nobody knows what became of us, there is information coming out of Russia from me and many others that will one day help to bring peace and freedom to the whole world.
When holiday driving gets hot and sticky, watch for the most heartwarming sight on South Africa's highways, a mobile restaurant oasis. Freshen up in a well-equipped restroom and enjoy a delicious snack or meal in a sparkling clean restaurant while mobile attendants top up your tank and clean your windows. Mobile restaurant road stops, now on most major South African routes.
High Adventure is produced by Anne Freed and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Kom toon u vernuf by die spoorweë en volg die spoor van sukses. Spreek die afdelingsbestuurder of stasiemeester oor 'n loopbaan as stasievoorman, kondukteur, stoker, laaimeester, baanmeester.
Still time for more bright programs before midnight. In just a few seconds from now, you can hear the epic casebook in which Inspector Carr investigates. Music of the Americas at 10 o'clock brings us not only a big 20-round cash prize, but especially tonight, the music of Paul Simon, World of Ham and Innes at 10:30 or 10:15, followed by World News 10:30. Then right through till midnight, it'll be Evergreen with Ricker and yours truly.